podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hey, baby, I'm naked.
Why don't you come quamph me real quick?
Why don't you do what?
Come quamph me.
Wait, how is that doing the verb correctly?
Quamph. Fuck me.
No, that's not what quamphing means.
It's not?
No.
What's it mean?
A quamph is a bitch.
I thought we were using it for all sorts of things, though.
No, it's not an all-purpose aloha-type swear word.
Why not?
Because.
All right.
If you want to come up with a new word for fucking, we can do that, too.
You fucking quamph. Yeah, that's you, Tim.
See? Look how... See? The F word with the Q word. They mix together.
I was sworn we had used it in other words besides bitch. Like, in other ways.
It's like quamph and moan. Son of a quamph.
Uh-huh.
Quamph,
grow a spine, you fucking quamph.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little quamph and grind.
What?
No. All right, let's do this, motherfucker.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankass.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this tan cast.
This week, Andy's whiteness gets him out of trouble. Noah finishes Breaking Bad, and I hate ants! Oh, sorry. Then, it's Zardoz versus Barbed Wire in our worst movie ever tournament. And when you hear this sound...
Bug bombs, zappers, sticky little motels. Nothing can stop us. Ha! Nothing!
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Well, now that Noah's done squealing, welcome to Tancast.
It's good to be here.
Oh, I only thought Noah was done squealing.
I've never done squealing.
You got a real pretty mouth, Noah.
I do it like a pig.
Yes. I think we got a sow here.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast, and I don't squeal like a pig.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast, and I only eat like a pig.
I'm Noah, and Tim does squeal like a pig.
No, I make a mess like a pig. So.
No, he squeals when I do him in
Tim's
the butt.
Tim's messy like a pig. Andy eats like a pig. Noah squeals like a pig. There you go. Write it down. Tancast journal.
Nope. Tim squeals like a pig when I'm doing him in the butt.
Noah also lies a lot.
That may be true. That may not be true.
Lies like a pig.
Lay you down, Sally.
All right. That was random.
That just makes me think of lie and lay. The whole how you're supposed to say it.
Okay.
I got nothing.
So it's incorrect. It's supposed to be...
you're incorrect.
Lie down, Sally. If you're doing grammar.
Okay.
That's all. Well, grammar lesson for you. Hello, my name is Noah. I'm grammar guy.
Nope, not cute enough. Next.
I don't think Grammar Girl's empire is threatened at this time.
Oh, it's so threatened. She's like, fuck! Kill him! Kill him now!
That would be awesome.
Wait, it'd be awesome if I died?
No!
Noah versus Grammar Girl. Fight.
Just if she put out the hit. I didn't say that it was successful. I assumed you're wily. If you can, if you think you can outfox Superman trying to rape you, clearly you can get away from one of Grandma Girl's assassins.
Noah's got the head fake. Oh, you an assassin? Oh, you thought I was going left, but I went right. Now you can't get me. By going right, I've become immune to bullets. Whee! Hang on. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA. 30 more lives!
If only that were true, Andy.
If only
that were true.
So, how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's
terrible.
Week?
Moving along. No.
Okay.
No, my week was not terrible.
This is a safe space. Is there anything you need to tell the group?
No. I always have good weeks. I never have bad weeks.
I always have good weeks. My life is an amazingness.
Noah walks around with a whistle on his lips and a swing in his dick.
Swing in his dick.
That's a common current phrase, Tim.
I believe you are mistaken.
Yeah, I think it's swinging his dick. It's a common phrase. Yeah. I hear it all the time.
And if Noah swings his dick fast enough, it whistles too.
No, it makes like that noise.
You remember those toy lightsabers we had when I was a kid? That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
Oh, that's one thing I forgot to mention about the hip-hop witch. There's one point where...
Noah, stop living in the past.
Vanilla Even Ice, Andy doesn't hold on to his losses this long.
Vanilla Ice was getting a tattoo, and they put on some sound effect. It was a fake tattoo. And it sounded like... I don't know if you guys remember these things. They're these circular plastic things, and you blow in them, and they make this kind of noise. Ringing a bell? Anyone?
Like a whistle?
It wasn't a whistle. It made a different noise. I mean, like, you blew it like a whistle, but it made, like, this kind of...
Oh, yeah?
Gotcha.
Oh,
I know
it's
what you're
got, like,
about.
A little propeller on the inside of it. So it's
yes.
like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what the thing... That's what their tattoo sound effects sound like.
Just... Seems it was legit. Somebody actually off camera blowing into one of those little party favor things.
I was like,
maybe,
really?
Maybe that was just a party happening in the next room and someone was having a good time. You ever think about that?
Every time the tattoo gun was supposed to be going?
Yeah.
Okay.
That person really didn't like the sound of tattoo needles, and so he used that to get him to his happy place.
What are we celebrating? Vanilla Ice is getting a fake tattoo in the next room. Whee!
Fair enough. I'm not buying it, but...
Right. Well, agree to disagree.
That was all. I was just like, fuck, this is some shitty sound effects.
All right. You gotta let it go, man. Uh-huh. You lost. You're a loser.
Never let go. I'm never gonna give it up.
All right.
That's all. Until next time.
So, attempt number two. How was everyone's week? How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Terrible.
Noah, is there anything you want to tell the group?
I watched the Hip Hop Witch last week, and it was so bad.
Did it just drag your whole week down?
Yep. Just for you, Tim. Just for you.
Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck down.
First time I heard that, I was at summer school back in high school, and someone told this guy to shut the fuck. He's like, you shut the fuck down. It was just so unexpected, and the joy with which he said it made me laugh so hard. He's like, you think you have... No, you have nothing.
I got you.
How can you top this? You can't, because I've
they
shut you
not.
The fuck
they
down.
They were stymied.
Okay, so this is funny. Someone was telling me about their dad and what they used to say to him when they would say this is not fair. He goes, no, the fair is in April, and sometimes we don't go.
Oh, dad comments.
That made me laugh. I was like, that's a good one.
My dad's go-to move was whatever you said, it was I will whatever it is you. Like, this isn't fair. I'll fair you.
What? A little easy, a little too easy, but you know, it works.
You know, my brother and I were a little like, oh shit, dad told us. And later we're like, what did he tell us? He told us nothing. He took one word out of the sentence that we said. It might not even have been an action word. Now, luckily, never ever did my brother or I ever say, well, fuck this. Because that would have been a disturbing response.
Yes.
Lucked out.
My dad didn't really have any sayings like that.
Huh.
He would just beat the shit out of me. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
It'd just be silence and wham, wham.
Now, I don't even want to talk about what a great week I had because of my white privilege. It just made me too sad for it.
My dad didn't beat the shit out of me. I don't want you to worry.
Okay. I'm still a little worried.
Not all black fathers are stereotypes.
He was his dad would actually stop before he shat himself. So...
Tim, what color is your mother?
White.
All right. Your dad lives up to some of the stereotypes.
No, because he married her.
Oh, that's true. How's her ass, though?
And he stuck around. Terrible.
Oh, man. Oh, racism. Oh, good times. Speaking of racism, we hadn't realized that the cutoff time in Georgia to get your tags renewed is actually the birthday of the person who's... who the primary registration is under.
Mm-hmm.
It was my wife's birthday. We thought we had until the end of the month, and then discovered when I got pulled over because a brake light was out. No, it was actually my wife's birthday. So he's like, so your tag has expired and your brake light is out. I'm like, fuck, we literally just got the brake light fixed. There must be like a short in it. But what do you mean the tag's expired? It's good through March. He's like, no, it expires on the birthday of the person. What day is your wife's birthday? I'm like, I feel like this is a trick question, but the 15th. I didn't actually say that to him because I don't like to talk to police that much. It makes me very nervous, even though I am white.
I don't know my wife's birthday. Please move along.
So I was like,
I am a husband. I am not supposed to know these things. Don't you watch sitcoms?
Living down to the stereotypes we are. So I was like, March 15th. He's like, and it is? Like, not March 15th. So then we needed to go get the car smogged, I found out after we tried to register it. So on the day I was going to get the car smogged, I got pulled over again for the tags. Both times, let off with a warning. Why?
You sucked his dick.
Because I'm white. I was a polite white dude with a little kid in the car both times, and I am pretty sure that's why I got off with a warning. Not once, but twice for my tags.
Well, what would have happened if you didn't get off with a warning? Like a ticket?
Fix-it ticket?
Or would they, like, take the car away?
No, it'd be like a fix-it ticket.
Oh, okay.
It's the minor inconvenience of then, you know, I have to, like, go and show the court proof that I got the thing taken care of, and there'd still be a fine and everything, but, like, the size of the fine would be dropped.
Oh, you'd still... Oh, a fix-it ticket? You still get a fine for a fix-it ticket?
No.
I think Georgia.
Well, in California, I think generally you don't. Like, and I think they only... I think you get a real ticket for the tags. I don't know for sure, but fix-it tickets generally are like, you need to take care of this, or eventually something will happen, I think.
That's
like, you take care of this within, like, a month or whatever.
Or if you get pulled
like,
over again.
Yeah, if you don't take care of this by the deadline, then you do have to pay a fine.
So maybe, I don't know.
I thought that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know what you get for expired tags.
Yeah, whatever it was, it would have cost me money. So both times, my pale skin paid off.
You're like, close your eyes, Drew. You don't want to see this.
Noah's really keen on the sucking dick angle.
He really is. I can tell. You know what? I'm not going to take it away from him. Because apparently he had a tough week.
Don't you take this away from me.
He won't shut up about it.
I know.
I need to imagine Andy sucking cop sticks. It gives me joy.
No, I sense a bit of projection here. Did you have to suck a cop stick?
Not that I'm aware of.
Did some cop make you his quump?
No.
I called someone a quump this week.
Hooray!
Like, to the face?
Like, no, it was one of those, you know, impotent rage in my car kind of situations.
As you do.
Yeah, I was in the left lane, this person's in the middle lane. They apparently wanted to get into the left lane to make a left turn at some point, and they start signaling, so I slow down. So they slow down. So I slow down way more, like I opened a lot of space. There is plenty of fucking space in front of me. And then I realize, okay, this is a 40, and I'm now going 20-something. I'm like, fuck it. Grow a spine, you fucking quump, and sped up.
Yeah.
Well, this is on my bike, but, like, when a car's going really slow behind me, like, maybe they want to turn in something, it just makes me nervous. I don't like it. And I will, like, slow down a lot. And those, I'm like, fuck, don't slow down. Just go past me. I don't like when you're just slowly behind me. I'm just much smaller than you. It makes me nervous.
Yeah, well, I mean, in that case, if you fall or do something that they don't expect or whatever, they hit you. If they're in front of you, the worst case is you hit them.
Which is much more appealing.
Well, yeah, it's a hell of a lot safer. You only have your own kinetic energy to worry about in one of those transactions.
Yikes.
I told you, yeah, I mentioned on it when I got doored and yep. I bent the guy's door.
And just ruined his whole fucking, like, whatever his trip was.
He was
mad. Like getting out. He's like, man, fuck it, and just gets back in.
He just yelled at me. He didn't ever, like, try to come at me.
Yeah.
Like,
of course he did.
You just bent his door with your body.
And then got up. You're like, black don't crack. What?
Your door does, finish up the rest of the car, or are you going to drive the fuck away? You ever see that Street Fighter bonus mission?
I win it.
Street Fighter, right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I get a perfect score in real life. Don't make me hunch over and shoot electricity at you.
Some of those characters had much better advantage than others.
Yes, they did.
Like Chun-Li, E-Honda, Blanca.
Yep.
Blanca's good because he would electrocute you through the car, too.
Yes. Which is at least realistic. I mean, you would assume a metal body.
I think it only happened, though, if you use something like a long... Like a kick that hit him.
So you had to like actually get across the car. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Street Fighter.
Oh, Street Fighter.
It's good times. Good times.
Oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay, so my week, I finished watching Breaking Bad.
And without spoiling anything, what did you think?
I liked it. I like how it ended.
Great, moving on.
I would say, yeah... Well, so Walter White, I feel like he was a smart idiot. Like, he would just fuck shit up for himself just with his ego Like, he had it good, and he's, like, always had to have something more.
Yeah.
And he did get lucky a lot. Like, he was smart, and he would plan stuff out, but he would get lucky. Where I literally,
was
like,
he up all night to get lucky?
Was no. Where Mike character...
No, I think once or twice he did stay up all night.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Mike's character, he was, like, a cool character. Like, he was smart, and he would plan stuff, and it would work out. It wasn't just luck. It's like, I know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then Jesse was a very, like, turned out to be a very sympathetic character, and, like, oh, you just felt so bad for Jesse.
Man, you did not start off that way, though.
No, you're like, this guy's a fucking idiot. But then you're just like, fuck. Like, his life would have been so much better if he never met Walter White. He just kept getting fucked.
Yeah, there's some light spoilers here, but, no, you know what? I would say it's probably clear from about the fourth or fifth episode that, that Jesse boarded the wrong train.
But yeah, it was a good series. It was ended well. Well, I don't necessarily feel that strongly about it, but unlike How I Met Your Mother, which people fucking hated, there's a petition to change the ending
of How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Whew. This whole online petition thing, I feel like
he's gotten a little bit out of control.
Not so much that it's out of control, but it just, like, ruins the validity of anything else you might want to do. Like, hey, I'm starting a petition to save the rainforest. Hang on. Ben Affleck is Batman, and we're all signing this.
I got time to sign your petition.
Hey, hang on. The Duck Dynasty guy needs his job back. Really? You gonna help him out?
Oh, dude. So, I used to think that the online petition was more impotent than, like, car rage. But the Mozilla CEO, Brendan Eich...
I was going to text you when I saw this happened.
Yeah, he stepped down.
I mean, do you really think that was the petition, or do you think that was really just everyone?
No, I think there was actual, like, outcry among some people who actually worked for the foundation and the corporation under it.
But I also read that it also, like, some of the board, I want to say, resigned due to his, or
now,
I don't know if they officially resigned, but they said it was due to issues other than his stance on gay marriage, that they didn't want him to be the CEO.
Yes. Now, apparently, and again, I don't
That sounds like bullshit. Sounds like you would have vetted him before you got to that point.
Well, no, it was like, supposedly they wanted people from outside the company, like they wanted fresh blood to lead the company. Also, he... And again, I don't know him personally. I've never met him. I've never worked with him, for him, anything like that. I just know from reading stuff online, which we all know how likely to be true all that shit is, that he's very technical, but like not like super empathetic. He's not like a super big people person.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would also say is a genuine concern if somebody's going to be leading the company. But there was still there was a backlash when he got named CEO. And then when he stepped down, like he willingly stepped down, decided that this is not what he wanted to be doing, you know, dealing with all the outcry, there was another backlash against Mozilla and another group of people saying, I'm uninstalling Firefox and I will never contribute and blah, 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 because they bowed to the Gestapo. It's like, first of all, you just Godwinned yourself in one fucking word right there.
What wind?
Oh, Godwin's law that you lose the internet argument as soon as you bring up Hitler.
Ah.
Or maybe that's a corollary to Godwin's law. Maybe it's just that any internet argument will eventually bring up Hitler or invoke Nazis. And maybe it's just a corollary that you lose when you're the one that
love to do.
Oh, yeah. It's like, fuck, nobody digs out like Stalin or Pol Pot or anything like that anymore. Come on. There's more than just Hitler. There were more genocides than just that one.
And it's just like, really, like, I mean, I remember when someone on when Obama was getting reelected, and they were talking about, who was the other candidate? I don't remember anymore.
Romney.
And they're like saying...
That's hilarious. Steve Colbert, sorry, I'll just quick interjection to let you get back. Stephen Colbert, every time he talks about Mitt Romney now, who put up his picture, he's like, the guy who ran in 2008, I want to say Kip Henry. No? Glove Fairfax? Whatever. It'll come to me. Anyway, it's funny.
2012,
that you
Tim.
Literally. Whatever. It's just funny that you literally forgot his name.
But yeah, so they're like, oh, it's like waiting for Santa to come, and you might get Hitler instead. I'm like, really? I'm like, he may be a terrible person, but he's not like Hitler. And then they unfriended me. I'm like, all right, that's how you want to go.
They wow. unfriended you because you said Obama and or Mitt Romney is not Hitler?
Well, they're voting for Obama, and so oh, they're okay. saying that, you know, you could possibly get Hitler. I'm like, really? Can we stop comparing people to Hitler? No one is bad Hitler. He may be shitty, but he's not a Hitler.
Oh, no, there's plenty of people as bad as Hitler. Just nobody that people claim is as bad as Hitler is as bad as Hitler.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, I would say, I mean, are there people currently who are alive who are doing as much damage as he did?
Maybe not as much damage as he did, but I would say that Bashar al-Assad is he's slaughtering civilians. You know, there's mass murder going on at the behest of the head of state. I would say that North Korea, for three generations now, I mean, it's basically an entire country enslaved to the cult of personality of the ruling family, like literally enslaved. Like they hold power of life and death over everyone else in the country. Well, just whichever member of that family happens to be in power at any given time. You know, plus the nukes and the constant threats of against all their neighbors and all the rest of that shit. So yeah, I'd say there's people alive right now that are at least just as evil. Maybe didn't have quite, you know, the whole burn all of Europe spread to the shit that they're pulling. But yeah, there's plenty of people to hate right now. There's plenty of other people to say this is like Hitler and not be too far off.
Some dictators aren't looking for anything logical. Some dictators just want to watch the world burn.
Thank you.
The size of a tangerine.
The size of a tangerine.
So, getting back to the Gestapo thing. If you say Gestapo, and I am within arm's reach, expect your nose to hurt.
Gestapo. Get hammer time. Oh.
They put me in the mix.
What? I don't.
Andy is trying to make a serious point, and we are not letting him. I'm not saying it's not a point that doesn't need to be made. I'm saying we're fucking around.
Yep.
That's
you know what
we do.
This is Tancast. It's how we do.
It's a spoonful of silliness helps Andy's boring bullshit go down.
Oh.
Yes. No, Noah, Tim is right.
Just a spoonful of bullshit. Just a spoonful of funny. It makes Andy's bullshit go down. Bullshit go down. Boring bullshit. Boring bullshit go down.
I'm glad we sat here while you worked that out, Noah.
You're not quite ready for Whose Line Is It Anyway, but that was good. Wayne Brady gets that shit on the first try.
He does.
Yes, he does. That's why he's a Wayne Brady. And I'm Noah. And I'm not on television.
Yet.
I don't know if I'd want to be.
We got a deal in the works. AMC.
Really?
Talking We're... Tan. It's going to be Chris Hardwick talking about each episode of the podcast after it airs.
We need to hop on that shit. What's the next new hot show coming out?
I don't know.
I think they're all on Netflix now.
I started watching Orange is the New Black.
I haven't started that one yet.
And next is going to be House of Cards.
I've heard rumors you get to see Donna from That 70s Show's tits.
You haven't yet, but she is in it, and she is hot. Noah like it.
I know, we can do a Talking Michael J. Fox Show. Oh, we can't. Thanks, Noah.
I wasn't going to watch it anyway, so it's fine.
That's my point.
I could have just be like, I bet Michael J. Fox was in it.
Hey, isn't he the shaky guy from that Diet Pepsi commercial?
The shaky guy.
Every week.
You're filled with class.
He works at Home Depot when you need to mix your paint.
Oh.
What? Too soon? So, yeah. How was your week, Tim?
Oh, Noah, you know what? It's fucking bullshit because the dude has done such a wide variety of unexpected roles. Nobody's ever going to tell him to color inside the lines.
Jesus Christ.
It was a little conceptual, but I'm glad you laughed.
He walks a path least traveled. <'Cause>
Oh my god.
Well, Andy liked that one.
See, I didn't even get that one.
Andy loved that one.
Woo, that you could not have gotten a more polar opposite response from your two recipients of that joke. Well, I guess I could have been like, I hate that joke. But I was like, what? I don't get what that means.
Because you can't stay on the path.
But Parkinson's doesn't make you walk crooked.
Sure does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, you walk all crazy.
You don't.
You walk in circles.
The Parkinson's people just zigzagging down the sidewalk.
All the time.
Just Michael J. Fox, pimp limping his way to the grocery store.
So, in answer to Noah's question, how was my week? It was filled with fucking ants. I hate ants.
Oh, yes.
Ants.
Tim, are you the Hitler of ants now?
I am.
I used to get so much joy out killing ants. I'm not still a killer. It was just ants. But I was like,
ants are annoying, filthy things that just keep fucking coming.
He means babies.
No, they weren't even in my house. They were out in the yard, and I'm like, let me put some glue on them, see what happens.
Because they might have come in your house.
And that was
you
not
had
my thinking.
Strike.
I was just like, I have power over these ants. I will use it.
Now, see, I like
to
establish
Bush doctrine logic and attack them before they attacked us.
Yes, I like to set up a like an exclusion zone around my house. It's called defense in depth. So you go to where they are, and you kill them there. Then they never come to where you are.
So, for those of you who aren't reading my blogs, because this month is Tim Babb's April Foolishness. I'm blogging every day in the month of April, and one of them was called, I Hate Ants!
Bug bombs, zappers, sticky little motels. Nothing can stop us. Ha! Nothing!
And so, I've been updating it with comments almost every day, that particular blog. Because, like, the first one was just, like, there was some ants, and I was like, man, this is annoying. Why do ants come in here? Every single one that comes in, I kill. You're annoying. Like, why would the other ones go in? Like, oh, did you see Phil and Harry? Oh, they went in that house. Oh, when? Like, a day ago. They never came back. Let's go in after them. Like, this would be the dumbest horror movie ever. Everybody keeps coming in and getting killed. But then, they more and more and more started showing up to the point where, like, they were covering things. Like, and then they were in the fucking dishwasher. What are you doing in the dishwasher?
Wow.
Did you run the dishwasher?
Yeah, just run the dishwasher. Mass. Oh. That's like,
I did.
Oh,
and
I'm
then
not
they came back
say
after
it.
That.
I was going to say something fucked up.
Go for it.
No, I'm not. No.
He was going to say that's like their oven.
Yes.
I looked up how to get rid of ants in the dishwasher online. And that's what it specifically, well, I mean, didn't say anything about the Nazis, but it specifically said run the dishwasher on the hottest possible setting. And then dump a bunch of vinegar in the drain. By the way, vinegar smells nasty, in case you were wondering.
It does. Kind of vinegary. A bit like sour balls.
Which is why I don't understand why people like salt and vinegar chips. I mean, I guess I'm not a fan.
Now, see, I've always found the smell of vinegar to be worse than, like, the actual taste of
taste.
Vinegar.
Taste?
All right. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, like there's plenty of things that I like the taste of vinegar on and don't necessarily just want to stick my, like, nose in a bowl of vinegar and inhale deeply. I also don't do salt and vinegar chips, but, you know, I do enjoy doing, like, vinegar and oil on, like, sourdough bread. That shit's delicious. Balsamic vinegar.
I use vinegar to clean things, and that's all I do.
Ah.
That's how I roll. Vinegar style.
You don't use it for cooking?
I can't think of the last thing we've used it for. Actually, like, we used it to clean the coffee maker and the dishwasher and the humidifier. I don't think we've ever used it to actually cook something.
Have you ever used vinegar in your washing machine with, like, towels?
No. Was that supposed to be good?
The longer you have towels, like, the more you put, like, fabric softener or whatever, they kind of, like, retain the oils from the fabric softener. And running them through, like, a really vinegary load helps, apparently, to break that shit down. And they do seem to come out very fluffy after that.
Oh, I just dip my balls in it, and that seems to help it out.
Okay.
You say if you get oil from what?
From
fabric softener.
Fabric softener.
I hate fabric softener.
I'm not nearly the fan that my wife is either. Oh, especially, I don't like, my wife always wants it on there, but I do not like fabric softener on my pillowcases. Because it just makes the pillow feel fucking oily.
Tim liked that.
He was so upset about fabric softener.
Oh, you know, sorry, it's not just fabric softener, it's dryer sheets.
Oh,
well,
so you don't actually care about, you don't actually care about the effect they have, you just don't like when the sheets hang around afterwards?
No, dryer sheets, dryer sheets make me like sick. Like, I smell the smell and I start to feel sick. Like
really?
I'm getting allergies. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck you, Snuggle.
So that's why you hated it when we left dryer sheets all around the house.
No, I just hate that because you guys are fucking messy.
Oh.
I think it may be a new thing. I don't think I used to have this problem before, but like I know it's like I left my stuff in the washer and someone dried it for me, which is nice, and they threw some dryer sheets in there. And I took the clothes out and I was just walking from the back of the house to my room, just breathing in the scent. Like I started to get like my throat started to get scratchy. I was like, oh, I can't deal with this. I need to rewash these.
Wow. So even clothes that have been treated with that, like even afterwards, the smell still gets you or no?
Yeah, whatever I'm breathing in, like if it was dry with dryer sheets, it gets in the clothes and I can't deal with it. Like it just makes me feel ill. So that's why I don't use dryer sheets. And it's just putting oil on your clothes, which is another reason why I don't care for them.
Yep. I love oily clothes.
So listeners, as you remember from early Tancast episodes, if you need to stop Superman from raping you, you need to have something like a kryptonite butt plug. But for Noah, you just need to wave some fabric streets around. So if Noah's ever trying to rape you, stop.
Which he wouldn't be. Just putting that out there. Hello, police officers. If anyone gets raped and I'm nearby, it wasn't me.
Now, anybody who wants to believe him, I'd like to remind you, he is black. Ish.
Can I borrow your white baby for a little bit?
Odd.
Man, there's is that This American Life story? There's some story where this guy's talking about how this little kid is with this black guy and the cops pull him over. And it's just like, oh, he's a reporter following him around. And they just would kept passing the black guy. And just like, I guess it would happen all the time. You just felt so bad. And then towards the end, like at the end, you find out, okay, this, you know, these two are supposed to be together. This guy's taken to his mom. The cops get back in the car and the porter's sitting back. And he goes, you know what, buddy? Yeah, buddy. Something still didn't seem right. It's like, fuck. You guys are racist. You didn't even like, you're like, yeah, we're still racist.
So we have established that we were wrong. But you know what? In our heart of hearts, we're still a little right, just in a way that we can't understand. The facts don't support it, but we know it's an underlying truth of the universe.
One more thing about ants before I get off my week. Uh-huh. Okay. So apparently, in addition to not liking the smell of vinegar, they also don't like the smell of cinnamon. That's a way better solution. Because coming home to a house that smelled, that reeked of vinegar, not as much fun as a house that smells like they're constantly baking cookies.
You're like, thanks, ants. You guys are so nice.
But like, I have so much cinnamon all around the house. Like, look, you know how like in those voodoo movies, like they put that powder all around them in a circle to keep the evil spirits out. It's like that in front of all the windows and the cracks and the counter.
It would be hilarious if something like happened in your house and someone had to come and investigate and like, what is all this cinnamon? What were they doing?
It must have been some sort of cinnamon satanic cult.
Maybe he didn't
satanic.
Know. Maybe you didn't know that it was salt that repels ghosts. I don't know. Tim,
yes.
they have, and I'd say, you know, maybe put them outside your home near the entry points that they've been using. But they have little poison baits that you can use.
Yeah, I have two different brands of them. They walked right past. I watched the ants walk right past them.
Oh.
Like, oh, look at that. That's clearly a trap.
Some ants don't respond to certain types of baits.
I got two different types.
Well, maybe they both target the same type of ant.
I hate.
So it's like
fuck you, Raid.
You got Coke and you got Pepsi, and it's for somebody who only likes ginger ale.
Well, which is me. I love ginger ale. They don't like Raid sprayed on their face. That's what I found out.
Ah, yes, they definitely don't.
And Windex. That's another because we don't. I don't want to spray Raid in the house with the kid around,
yeah.
So I only use Raid outdoors. We're eating breakfast, my son's eating breakfast. I look out the window, and I just see, like, this stream of ants outside in the backyard. And then I go outside, I'm like, oh, I'm taking care of this before they get in the house. And I move the doormat, and there's just a fucking ton of them right by the entrance of the door. I was like, oh, it's scorched earth time. Fuck cinnamon. You guys are dying. And I emptied an entire can of Raid outside. I texted my wife, don't go out in the backyard. It smells like victory.
Terrible.
And then she said she read it to one of her coworkers. And then she goes, my coworker apparently doesn't have a personality. Because she was like,
fuck her coworker.
Exactly.
I love the smell of Raid in the morning. Smells like victory.
Smells like victory.
And probably carcinogens. But what are you going to do?
Sometimes you need cancer to beat the ants.
there was an earthworm that got caught in the crossfire. I was like, sorry, buddy, shouldn't have lied yourself with the ants.
Like, what are you talking about? I was just crossing the yard.
It burns. Oh, maybe we should do your little movie things.
Maybe
we
should.
Are we getting
late? Well, it's 9:48. And, I can be out of the house by like 10:20.
All right. Let's do it. Worst movie ever tournament.
Worst movie ever tournament.
Bum, ba, bum. Bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, bum.
That's the John Williams theme.
Yeah, I know. It's the worst movie. Yeah. It's the worst theme. Oh, my God. This shit's terrible.
Right, let's mark it down. I owe Noah a kick in the ball. Got it. Checked it off, and I'm ready. Andy, you want to go first?
Sure.
Wait, you checked it off? That means it's done.
No, it means checked it off of things I've written down that I need to do.
So you have two checklists?
Yep. I have a checklist of things I've done, and a checklist of things I've written down that I need to do.
He has a checklist to remind him to write things down to do later.
Yes. You don't do that? I write it down on a checklist. I'm like, I need to write this down, and then I write it down on my need to do this checklist, and then I check it off my write it down on my checklist checklist.
Can't be carrying his checklist everywhere. The thing's fucking huge.
It's especially hilarious because I'm the least organized guy in the universe.
What? No. That ain't true at all.
Oh, but it is.
Universe is a big place, Tim. It's a big place and full of wonders and disorganized people.
All right, fair enough.
All right.
But back to the worst movie ever. What is Noah? Andy, you over there, what's your movie?
Me, fat guy. So I'd like to paint a scene for you. The year is 2293, and the world is split into a group of people who live forever and a group of people who wear red Speedos with suspenders. And Sean Connery is one of those second type.
Zardoz speaks to you. His chosen ones, the gun is good.
The gun is good!
Go forth and kill.
Who came here in the stone head?
I don't know.
It is the only path and passage into the vortex. You will show me how you come to be here. Tell me everything.
My name is Zed. For Zardoz, I am an exterminator.
Destroy it! Build the tabernacle!
Indestructible
and everlasting.
Oh, shit.
Where did you get that at?
Where did I get Zardoz?
Yes.
The pit of my memory. It has been years since I've seen it. But oh my, is the memory indelible. So this is a 1974
Zardoz.
Film. And special effects in 1974 are, surprisingly, not as good as you might think.
In the year 3000.
Yeah, so realizing what a huge jump in terms of special effects the original Star Wars trilogy was, and that this predates it. The most confusing thing about this movie is that this is Sean Connery post-Bond. I think with the exception of Never Say Never Again, which he did do after this one. Mm-hmm. But that was like years later. So this is Sean Connery, like, big-ass movie star, shouldn't need to take this job. In the... It was weird. I think it's the weirdest fucking movie I've ever seen.
Wow.
I can't say it was the...
So it's not bad?
Okay, Tim, just cut this part of the show because my wife is calling me. She knows what I'm doing. Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Andy, are you back?
I'm back. My wife's going to hate this when she hears it later, but that was pointless.
I don't have to leave that in.
She knows we're doing Tancast. She knows I'm in here recording.
You're going to regret
calls...
this. I'm cutting this all out.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
And is her calling as annoying as you recounting it instead of getting back on with the podcast?
No, I just need to bitch to you guys because
You mean you need to quump to us?
Oh, I'm
you
sorry.
You misogynist a-hole.
Oh.
Well, it's funny because Andy's bitching that it wasted time, but now he's wasting twice as much time regaling the story to us.
Well, no, because I've already been pulled off fucking topic, literally mid-story.
Zardos.
Yes.
We're back.
Oh, by the way, that Zardos is repeated constantly throughout the movie.
Zardos.
It's like one of those hip-hop mixtapes where they're like,
Zardos.
This is a Zardos exclusive.
Zardos.
Zardos Bench, remix.
Zardos. So Zardos is a big floating stone skull or a guy with drawn-on facial hair who lives inside the skull and distributes guns to people who wear red Speedos with red suspenders. And the stone head, who the people in the red Speedos and suspenders worship... declares that the gun is good because the gun shoots death and the penis is evil because the penis shoots life. So Sean Connery, for some reason, stows away on the big stone head, shoots the guy who lives inside the head, who apparently is also Zardos, and that guy just kind of flies away into, I don't know, space vortex or some shit like that. It was colorful. I do recall that. And then the stone head flies Sean Connery inside this place where people live forever. And then they, they study him, but they hate him, and then they try to kill him, but then, they, want to mate with him, and then, there's somebody that brought him there on purpose because he wants Sean Connery to start killing people. And then somehow Sean Connery does start killing people, and they are very, very thankful that he's killing people. And it's, it would be, confusing and violent and rapey, but then there's all these scenes where it's like the big special effect is we're going to project mathematical equations onto your face. I don't
As
fucking get this. Is he thinking about that math? Is somebody pushing that math into him, or is it I want to read this math and your face looks like a good place to read it from? Stand still, your paper. So
best movie ever?
Ever. So it's like a bunch of shit happens, and, very little of it seems to happen because of any other shit. Oh, and I remember there's one guy, I don't even remember what the fucking context is, but he calls himself Friend, and he makes Sean Connery, pull him around on, I can't remember if it was, a rickshaw or, a horse-drawn cart, but, Sean Connery, pulls him around. He just decides Sean Connery's gonna be my pony.
As you said, do.
Yes, so it is a film that received at the time... I would say middling reviews. I would say that the people who reviewed it positively either mistook it for an intentional comedy or were themselves as fucking high as the director was. But it is, the pretension and the seriousness of this film actually do make it funny. This is one of those ones like Troll where it's it's just so fucking bad that it was actually very amusing to watch. So I'm going to end my description of how bad this movie was by saying, if you are listening to me say this, and you have never seen Zardos, go see Zardos.
Bug bombs, zappers, sticky little motels, nothing can stop us. Ha! Nothing!
Find a copy, rent a copy, do whatever you got to do. Just file it away, and one day you'll be walking around, and it'll be in the dollar bargain bin, and you'll go, Zardos, Andy told me to watch that. And fucking watch it. So that's
All right. So it's a good bad movie.
I would say it was a very bad good movie. It is a horrible good movie, but it is a very good bad movie.
Okay. Do we lose Noah?
No, I'm here.
Is he waiting for me to say something?
I'm listening intently.
Got Noah in rapt attention.
All right. Well, that sounds all well and good, but if you had any good times watching it, then you weren't watching Barbed Wire.
Music!
A cop?
See a badge? Don't call me babe.
All right.
For those of you who don't know, it was a comic book movie starring based on the character of Barbed Wire, starring Pamela Anderson Lee.
Mm-hmm. Wow, she is a great actress.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Oh God, no. No. No.
Yeah, I would watch anything she's in.
This is, like, okay, some of these movies are, like, these are so bad, like, I keep looking at the time, like, when is this going to be over? I was so bored, I could not keep my attention. Like, I'm like, this is so fucking dull. Like, this, like, it's not only dull, it's just like, okay, yeah, it's predictable, and yeah, I know, yeah, that's going to happen, and this is going to suck. So, and then, okay, this is one of those times where I feel bad because I'm kind of aping off of How Did This Get Made? Because they reviewed this, but midway, like, they're talking about it, and like, you do realize that the plot of this movie is Casablanca. I was like, holy fucking shit! That makes it even worse! I really love Casablanca. I think it's a really good movie, and then when I put it together, I was like, holy crap, they did try to do a sci-fi Casablanca, and they somehow managed to make everything about it shitty. They figured, okay, let's do Casablanca, but in the future, plus titties, and somehow didn't make that work. You should go to movie jail. If you can't take one of the best movies ever, add titties in sci-fi, and make something watchable out of it, kill yourself.
Oh, whoa, Tim.
You're a quump.
Typically, adding titties to anything makes it better.
Yeah, it's like bacon.
Yes, it's like my dad died. But titties.
But before he died, he grew some titties. It makes it better.
Oh dear. So okay,
he is going to look great in his funerary dress.
My dad died of titty cancer, but it was okay. He had titties.
Jesus. So here are the notes that I took down. Midway through, I just stopped because I couldn't even be bothered to write down notes anymore. First thing I wrote down, she has a horrible wig in this movie. Like, that is clearly not her hair. Like, that looks like she's got a life-size Barbie head on. Like, that is clearly not real hair of anybody's. Like, it's not, you know, it's not even one of those, like, donate these locks of love. These are locks of hate. awkward stripper scene in the beginning. I wrote that down. Like, the opening credits is her, like, she's posing as a stripper at the beginning. She's like a... She's the Humphrey Bogart of this movie, where she owns a bar, and she also does odd, like, bounty hunter tasks to make money. And then an ex-boyfriend is smuggling somebody across the border who's going to help end the second American Civil War. Yada, yada, yada. But anyway, so in the beginning, she's posing as a stripper. And so, like, her outfit is just barely covering her nipples the entire time, except for random shots where you can totally see them. So I'm like, are we not seeing them, or are we seeing them? Pick up, make a side. Like,
whoa. Not like... Tim, it's okay. You can see nipples sometimes.
I'm fine. Let's see them then. Especially because it's Pamela Anderson. We've already seen them. Why are you being coy with them? Bring them out here. Let's see them. Have at. Make with the nips.
Yeah, when was this movie? 96? Yeah, the internet had been invented. Everyone had seen Pamela Anderson's nipples.
Still had Playboy and her sex tape, I believe, already been invented.
Oh, yeah, I believe you're right.
Pamela Anderson cannot handle stunts or weapons? Well, like, you know, when she's in the fight scenes, you're like, I totally believe that you would win this fight.
She doesn't want to rupture an implant. She's got like 14 of them.
Oh.
And then there's like, she's kidnapping this one guy for some reason. I don't know, he's about to collect the bounty on him. Other people are trying to collect the bounty too, and so, like, she's in a firefight with them, and she throws one of them into a refrigerator. Like, she opens the door and throws him into a refrigerator. She shoots through the refrigerator door and kills the guy in the refrigerator. Then someone starts shooting at her. She grabs a much thinner wooden table and hides behind it. The bullets don't go through the table. I'm like, make up your mind. Bullets go through things or they don't. And if they go through things, they shouldn't not go through less hard things.
Bunch of thin,
like,
ass
wood. That
was
solid. It was like a stainless steel refrigerator. She shot right through it. Little sad little table. Ah, we got this. Sorry, I'm getting too lost in my notes. here's my note for Radom. Can't handle stunts or weapons. Can't really handle acting either. None of her lines are believable. Then holy shit, she can't fight is something else I wrote down. Oh, okay, so she has a catchphrase in the movie where she goes, don't call me babe. Like, if you call her babe, that gets her mad and she'll kill you. So then the final fight she's having with the main bad, like, they're fighting on top of a crane that's being held up. Or no, a bulldozer that's being held up by a crane. because reasons. And so there's the guy, she's gotten the guy, and he's sort of hanging on by his hands. Obviously he's hanging by his hands, but he's hanging on, like, and he's looking up at her, and she's holding on to the actual crane instead of the thing that the bulldozer, the crane is holding up. And he's like, "This reminds me of my favorite song, I Got You, Babe." And then she goes, "Don't call me babe," and shoots something that makes the bulldozer fall down and the guy dies. That doesn't make any, like, there is no, I need to set it up. At no point have we established that guy's favorite song is I Got You, Babe. Nothing in that situation is close to the song I've Got You, Babe. There is no reason for him to say that right there.
They just needed to motivate him saying babe.
Exactly. He could have just said, he could have just, like, pulled out a gun and said, "I got you now, babe," or something like that. And anything would have worked better than, "Hey, here's a song reference." Oh, it should also be noted, it's 2017. Like, that song is long in the public, gone from the public consciousness in this dystopian future. Ugh,
that song will never leave.
Considering it's 2014 and we still know the song, Tim, I call bullshit.
Yeah, but we're not, our land hasn't been decimated by a civil war.
Our land could be decimated by civil war. It would still not remove from our consciousness the wonder and majesty that is Sonny and Cher.
It might. It just might.
I remain suspicious.
All right.
But I think the rest of your points have merit, so.
You know. now this is my last note, but it's for the point I was just making. The final "don't call me babe, ... what the unholy fuck?" And with that, I stopped writing. And there's Barbed Wire, folks. It's available right now on Comcast On Demand, which is my way of telling you to skip it.
How much was left when you stopped writing?
Oh, that was pretty much the end of the movie. They just had to wrap up with the scene in Casablanca, which is here's look, if that plane leaves the ground and you're not on it, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life. Here's looking at you, kid. This is the start of a beautiful friendship. If they took all of that, kept pretty much the same setting, and made all of it shitty, that's how the movie ends. All
right.
There's a plane. There's the ex-boyfriend, or the ex, yeah, boyfriend's getting on it. They don't have any sort of meaningful interchange. Instead of "it's beautiful of a friendship," he says, "I think I'm falling in love." She says, "Get in line." Wow! Credits! Credits, 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 credits!
Motherfucking credits!
If you've never heard the episode of How Did This Get Made where they talk about Barbed Wire, it is infinitely more enjoyable than the movie. Don't bother seeing the movie. Just listen to them.
Bug bombs, zappers, sticky little motels. Nothing can stop us. Ha! Nothing!
That's why Barbed Wire sucks. The end.
I have seen neither movie.
Dun dun.
But
Noah is the decider.
Now it's decision time. Diddly diddly dare.
I think, just based on what I've seen, that Barbed Wire is the shittier movie. I think Zardoz is weird, but not necessarily shitty.
But it's not just that it's weird, Noah. It's that it's like, it's pointlessly weird. It's like, why did you just do that? Why is this happening? Why did Sean Connery suddenly sink into the mirrored pyramid? Why was there a mirrored pyramid there in the first place?
But that's what makes it entertaining.
All right.
I'm going with Barbed Wire.
You know what? I am too. Plot twist.
Barbed Wire wins. Flawless victory.
But the whole time you'll be watching Barbed Wire, you'll just be asking the question, why did they hire her for this? Why did they hire her for this? Why did they hire her for this?
Why did nobody shoot the director when he said, you know what, Pamela Anderson?
Let's do this.
Box office gold, guys. High fives everywhere. Should we check and make sure her acting doesn't lick taint? Nah.
She's got big titties.
No, because I've seen the video where she literally does that, so I'm good with it.
Did I hear Andy change his vote to Barbed Wire?
You did.
Wow.
I wanted to put Zardoz up on the pedestal, but I knew it has the redeeming quality of it still being watchable for the funny. So I knew there was no way that Zardoz was going to go all the way.
Oh, by the way, last week I saw Machete Kills. Highly entertaining.
Good to
know. If you're into those kind of cheesy movies. I hope they make it, but they had previews for Machete Kills and Space, which looked hilarious. There was lightsaber battles. Oh, there was a Darth Vader type character.
Oh my god!
And that is online, so if you want to watch that, you should definitely. It's very good. I'm like, that is a movie I want to see.
It's online for free.
I'm sure you can find the trailer for Machete Kills in Space online.
Oh, got it.
In fact, I will find a link and give it to you, and then you can put it in the show notes.
Hot fucking damn.
Bug bombs, zappers, sticky little motels. Nothing can stop us. Ha! Nothing!
Hot diggity damn!
All right, well, there you go. That's our worst movie ever. And shall we wrap it up?
Sure.
We shall.
With a bow on top.
Put a bow on top. Put a bird on it. I don't know. You go.
All right. You're doing it like a more than half-crazed man with a can of Raid in one hand and a bandolera of cinnamon spice in across his chest.
Bandolera.
This week, I hate it when Tancast gets interrupted so I can get told that we need to bring even more shit into my house.
Fuck, you really want me to leave that in, don't you? We're trying to cut it out and save your marriage.
Just this part. cut the rest. Leave the best.
All right.
Remember, never trust Andy to let shit go.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend. Tancast. Poor Andy.
I didn't have one this week, and that was the easiest one.
Yeah, but that's like the second never trust, and it was at Andy's expense. in like the last three episodes, two of them have been never trust Andy for some reason.
I'm pretty sure I've said this week I hate you guys a couple of times, so it's all fair.
At least once it was in response to what Noah said. Or me. I think I've done it. You're doing it like, have I? I don't know. Check the tape. No one's checking the tape.
I'm checking the tape.
Oh, are you? Thanks.
No. All right, I'm stop recording.
Okay. I'm going to stop fingering my butthole.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Why would you?
All right, back at it.